I want you to imagine that you are in a relationship with a young lady. And you know what? It's all going good. She looks good. She's thick. And when you get her in the bedroom, booty clapping sounds. Yeah. Cheek clapping and booty smacking. It's all good. But you know, man, when you talk to your friends, you notice that she got these red flags. You know what I mean? She's too possessive, or she don't listen, or she might be a little off. But you know what? Hey, when your friends see her, she thick. So it's like, man, you looking good because you with her. But man, it keeps going on and going on and going on. And you're like, man, you know, I don't even like talking to her. She's stressing me out. She accusing me of cheating. Every time I'm trying to do something, she's ruining it. Man, I just got to let her go. So you make the phone call. Phone ring is out. And you like, look,
man, I just got to get rid of you, boo. We not working out. You know what I'm saying? I just got to just go. You know what I mean? I need you to get the hell up out of here. You feel me?
And she acts like it's okay. But, you know, you end it right there. You go on about your life, right? Then a week goes by. You go to your Instagram, and all of a sudden you got all of these hate messages like, sad music, you're a creep. How could you do that to that girl? Some of the guys, yo, man, I'ma kill you, bro. What you doing is foul. Yo, where's all this hatred and animosity coming towards me? Like, I didn't do anything. Then you found out your ex-girlfriend is going around telling everybody you have HIV. And not only that, you gave it to her. Now, I just want you guys to understand how serious that is. As a young man that has been accused of doing something like that, it is a life-ending situation. Not only is it a life-ending situation because you allegedly killed somebody, you yourself are also dead because you're going to die a death. Now, you can take medicines and things like that, but you're accused of doing something to a black woman in which people now hate you. So you don't know what to do. You got to call your parents and tell them, hey, mom or dad, family, my girlfriend is saying, ex-girlfriend is saying, I have HIV. She says she got it from me. And you're probably going to look back at your sexual experiences and stop the show. Yeah, man, you was hitting it without no condom, right? Booty clapping sounds. So, man, check this out. It gets so bad, people threatening you at your college campus where you go. People don't want nothing to do with you. I mean, all your friends are basically leaving you alone. And it got so bad that you post this on your Instagram. That's it. I'm committed deletion, self-deletion. We'll blur that out. Y'all ruined my life. I'm innocent. Y'all really came to where I lay my head, bullying my family and stalking them. Y'all want me gone? Well, congrats. I'm in it all. Goodbye. Now, look at the tweet beneath it, right? Y'all, the little man who been going viral for knowingly giving a girl HIV, we'll blur that out though. Now he hollering about he about to commit suicide instead of just posting his results. Okay, so who is that? This young man is Jonathan Haynes. He attends an HBCU called St. Augustine's University. Now his life has been ruined. Now by the time he posts this particular screenshot, he's already been tested for all of the STDs. Guess what? It comes back negative. And we're about to see these receipts right now in this video.
Log out, log back.
Run it back.
Let me log out.
You need to do that shit 3-4 times for they ass.
Let me log out, log back in, man. Where else I did?
Come again?
Okay. I'm just making sure where else I did.
Nah, you ain't tripping.
I ain't tripping on tape.
Nah, hell nah. You ain't tripping.
Say, I'm tripping. This is the right website, right?
That shit fucked up. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, why you can't up here, girl? Damn, please.
No, I'm glad, bro.
Damn,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad, bro. Strong minded nigga, because any other nigga would have committed, been on something. You feel me? Stressed out about this shit.
These are the tests. I paid $129 for these tests. I ordered the test January 8th, Monday. Normal. Herpes. I never had herpes. I never had syphilis. I never had HIV.
Come on now.
This nigga
I
is
never had AIDS.
Now imagine he already knows he doesn't have anything, but guess what? She has turned all the people against him. People showing up to his family's house, people showing up to school, bullying him, threatening him, all of that, right? And this guy is innocent. but I want you to check out what his ex-girlfriend said.
Kill himself because of all this going on, and he know it's false. Y'all don't know how this man feeling. Whoever
I keep saying it's false. He tagged me in his
Okay, and exactly. That's what I'm saying. If we know it's false, everybody know it's false. Somebody need to go on these pages, let them know that it's false. Y'all need to let instead of just letting this shit drag on, this nigga get, you feel me, his name get tarnished like this. It ain't right. Like, you got to clear this up. You got to, like, no cap. You got to clear this shit up. You need to go apologize this man or something. No doubt. This ain't it. Because now it's going to come on you. Now motherfucker ain't going to even want to fuck with you because now they saying he got it. Now it's going to say you got it because
everybody said I got it.
Exactly. So that's why I said all this shit is fuck.
This particular young lady makes up some screenshots that says that he gave her HIV. I want you to check it out, right? So this is what she posted. She changed the name to Jonathan from some other person. I got back my results. I'm sure you already know what I'm about to ask. How long did you know? Nah, I really apologize. Now what she's doing is pretending that this is him doing this, but it's not. She's making it all up. Jonathan, how could you do this to me? My life is done. Allegedly, he's saying, I just couldn't pass up on you. I wanted you so bad, man. I really apologize. I wish you would have never gotten this far. I'm so hurt, I can't forgive you. I've had HIV for about 7 months now. I'm so sorry. We plan the future. Please forgive me 7 months. Now, this is something that is made up. It's not true. Also with this, the young man, Jonathan, releases some voice messages from her. And this is probably the reason why she made up these false allegations, because he wouldn't spend money on her. Let's check it out.
I knew that you couldn't afford me. Then it's like you were speaking to me like I'm a leash. Bro, I live in a two-story apartment, luxury apartment. My rent is $3,000 a month. My blow-up mattress, that's probably the only thing you could say, my blow-up mattress. Baby, my bed is coming. Like, I'm not even speaking too much on that. That don't even matter. That has nothing to do with you. But furthermore, this is the last conversation that I will have with you. Like, why am I being with a nigga that's not dominant, that doesn't want to spend money on me, that doesn't want to spend time with me? And this is literally the fourth situation for me. This is the fourth situation. The first, dinner. Second, you asked me for a gift for Christmas. You were the one that asked me for what I wanted.
Now, the other screenshots that you're seeing, you know, she will say things like that to the young man. Then he will just let her talk to herself. She'll just send messages. She'll then say she's a virgin, but she has a baby daddy. And again, this young lady is crazy. And just because he wouldn't spend money on her, she decided to do this. And this is why so many young men get set up in the black community. And I hate to say it, just because some woman wants you or you're not doing what she want to do. So since she won't do it, you know, she has to somehow destroy your life. And it happens all the time in black America. And I just want you guys to see what can happen if you get with people who are just crazy. Because first of all of these lies the young lady is telling, right? It doesn't even matter if she's not telling the truth. There are no repercussions, but this young guy could have got killed. You know, he could have got destroyed, and he still is going to get destroyed because somebody was always going to believe this. And I'm telling you, brothers, right now, just because she look good, just because she thick, is not going to make a hill of bean. Always make sure that you brothers are out there are protecting yourself. Wear those Jimmy hats and don't be so in a hurry to be in there clapping cheeks. Well, guys, what do you think it should boil should do, Jackson? Back at it again. Another episode of The Celebrity Junk. I appreciate you for all you do. Subscribe to the bell. We're out.